And one of us has to wait here for Bill.
Well, all right, but... Jerry!
Those were gunshots.
They came from the corridor.
Come on, Pam.
Mr. and Mrs. North, starring Richard Denning and Barbara Britton. Listen as Pam and Jerry solve the mystery, The Witness. Friday evening, and Jerry North, driving home through the heavy evening traffic, has many plans for the cold winter weekend ahead. Plans that include an easy chair in front of the fire, a good book, leisurely meals, some television perhaps, and a nap or two, if that should strike his fancy. Nice plans, simple plans. Seems too bad he won't be able to keep these promises.
Your place is in the next block, isn't it, Andrews?
Yes, Mr. North. But you can drop me off at the corner. I have to stop at the grocery.
Okay.
I'll have those figures you asked me for first thing Monday morning. I'm going to work on them at home this weekend.
Oh, fine. But don't worry about them, Andrews. No rush.
You can pull up right here, Mr. North.
Right.
Well, thanks for the lift, Mr. North.
Don't mention it. See you Monday.
Yes, sir. Have a nice weekend. Well, good evening, Mr. Samuels.
Good evening, Mr. Andrews. Got your order right here, ready to go.
Oh, fine.
Here we are. Excuse me.
Sure.
Samuels Grocery. Hello, Mrs. Andrews. Well, Mr. Andrews is here now. Just walked in. Why, sure you can. Your wife.
Oh, thanks. Hello, Doris.
Claude, you're early.
Mr. North gave me a lift.
Oh, I was calling Mr. Samuels to have him add a pound of coffee to the order.
Coffee?
Uh-huh.
All right. Anything else?
No, that's all, dear.
Be right home.
All right.
Pound of coffee. Here we are. Let's see. That'll be $4.93. Be with you boys in just a minute. $4.93 out of $5.
You'll take care of us right now, Dad.
What?
Just leave the cash register open.
Hey, what is this?
What's it look like, man?
Now, see here.
Hand over that dough, Dad. Here. Put it in this paper sack and hand it over. And do it quick.
And you, man, leave us have your wallet, huh?
Here.
Thanks.
Come on, Dad. Come on.
Here, you rotten little scum.
What did you call me?
You heard me.
Yeah, take it easy, Mr.
You
Samuel.
Shut up. Take the sack, Nifty. Yeah, Dad, I heard you. Come around here. Come here.
Let go of me.
Leave the old man alone.
Shut up, mister. Scum, huh, Dad? Okay, take off your glasses. I never hit a guy with glasses. Take them off! Okay, drop them on the floor. Drop them, Dad. Step on them, Nifty. Why, you... scum, huh, Dad?
Leave me alone.
Scum, huh? I'll show you who's scum!
Samuels.
Come on, Ace. Let's get out of here.
Jerry?
I guess not.
Darling, wake up.
Hmm?
Wake up.
Oh, holy smoke, man. What are you doing with the lights on?
The lights aren't on, silly. That's the sun.
In the middle of the night? Impossible.
Oh, Jerry, please, get up.
Okay.
I have 101 things I have to... Well, I'll answer it. And you get up.
Okay. Oh, good morning, Pam.
Well, Bill, come in.
Thanks.
Oh, you're up and around early this morning.
I've been up and around all night. Is Jerry home?
Well, just getting up. Jerry, it's Bill Wigand.
Darling. Oh, good morning, Bill.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, what are you doing here at this hour of the day?
Working.
Oh?
Have you ever seen this manila envelope before, Jerry?
Manila envelope? Hey, where'd you get that?
From your office, isn't it?
Yes, but...
It was found in the alley behind a grocery store on First Avenue near 48th Street.
A grocery store?
Run by an old fellow named Samuels. Now, yesterday evening, about 6:15, Samuels was robbed, beaten, and murdered.
Oh, how awful.
Yeah, but this envelope...
Now, wait a minute. I'm getting to that. The newsboy on the corner heard the shot and saw a couple of men run out of the store. They went to the store and saw a third man bending over Samuels. And then the man ran out the back way.
And dropped that envelope, huh?
Well, that's my guess.
Andrews.
Andrews?
Paul Andrews. Works in my accounting department. I drove him across town last night after work. Left him off at that grocery store.
What time?
Oh, about 6:15, maybe a few minutes before. May I look inside the envelope?
Well, sure, go ahead.
Yeah, these are some figures Andrews was preparing for me. He said he was taking them home and to work on them over the weekend.
Where does Andrews live?
Gaylord Apartments, 49th Street.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't get it, Bill. It doesn't make sense. If Andrews was in the grocery store when this man Samuels was robbed and murdered, why didn't he call the police? Why did he run away?
Well, that's exactly what I want to know. Why?
Nifty? Come in.
You seen the newspapers, Ace?
Nah.
Now, we'll take a look at this. Here, here's the story.
Wait till I make some java.
Read the story, Ace.
What's the matter?
Read the story.
Hey, there's something screwy here.
Yeah.
Says some newsie found the old guy and called the Johns. Don't say nothing about the guy that was in the store. What gives?
You tell me.
The guy must have taken a powder after we blew.
Yeah.
But why?
I don't know. Well, maybe this is a break, huh, Ace?
What do you mean, a break?
Well, I got to thinking after I got home last night how that guy could finger us, maybe. Maybe he spot our pictures in the cop's mug file. But I figured it was too late to do anything about it. Until I saw the papers. And when I did, I went back to that garbage can behind Connie's and got this back.
The guy's wallet?
Yeah. And his name and address is in it. Paul Andrews, Gaylord Apartments, 49th Street.
Good boy.
I got my brother's car.
I'll get dressed. Hey, take a look at this. Bought it in a joint on Times Square after I left you last night.
Man, that is a real necktie.
I have a sawbuck I paid for it. Something, huh? I don't get it. That guy in the store, why didn't he call the cops?
I don't know. But let's go ask him.
Paul? Paul?
Yes, Doris?
Breakfast.
Coming.
Sit down, I'll pour your coffee.
Thanks.
You didn't sleep well last night, did you?
No.
Paul, what is it?
What's what?
This is about the fourth time you've read that story about Mr. Samuels.
Sorry.
Oh, it's a terrible thing. And the fact that it must have happened right after you left the store...
All right, Doris.
Paul...
Well?
Oh, nothing. You pour the coffee. I'll see if the milkman's been here.
Morning, Miss Andrews.
Oh, good morning, Mrs. Branch.
Milkman ain't been here yet.
So I see.
And I guess we won't be running around the corner to buy anything for Mr. Samuels anymore, will we? You heard what happened, didn't you?
Yes, we read it in the morning paper.
Ain't it awful?
Horrible.
Poor Mr. Samuels. I was just down to the store. Oh, not inside, of course. Police won't let nobody in. But I talked to Pinky. He's the newsboy on the corner, you know. And he says the police just can't figure out about the man in the brown overcoat.
Brown overcoat?
The man Pinky saw run out the back door. He was wearing a gray hat and brown overcoat.
There wasn't anything about that in the paper.
No, but I guess the police don't tell the papers everything. But Pinky told me, and he saw it.
Excuse me, Mrs. Branch.
Who were you talking to?
Mrs. Branch. Paul.
Yes?
What happened in Mr. Samuels' store last night?
What?
You hadn't left the store before Mr. Samuels was killed. He was still there.
No.
The man the newsboy saw run out the back way was wearing a brown overcoat and a gray hat.
Doris.
That man was you.
Doris, please, you...
Wasn't it?
Yes.
Paul, what happened? Why did you run away? Oh, darling, what are you afraid of?
Nothing. I just don't want to get mixed up with the police.
But, Paul, if you saw what happened, if you can describe the men who killed Mr. Samuels, identify them, perhaps...
I'm not going to get mixed up in this thing, Doris.
Paul, what is it? What's wrong? Oh, Paul, you didn't have anything to do with what happened to Mr. Samuels, did you?
No, no.
Then what is it? Why are you afraid of the police? What are you hiding? Paul, I...
All right. All right, I'll tell you. There's something you don't know about me, Doris. Something that happened a long time ago, 20 years ago. I would... Police.
What?
Down there, look. Oh. Police car. I've got to get out. Don't answer that.
Paul.
Don't answer that.
Oh, in the name of heaven, Paul, will you... Paul, where are you going?
I don't know. But I'm not going to talk to the police. I can't talk to them.
This is a pretty good boss your brother's got, Nifty.
Yeah, really souped, ain't she? Other night, up on Riverside, I had her up to 90.
90, yeah.
I did.
I'll bet.
Ask Blackie next time you see him. He was with me. He'll tell you. 90. Maybe more.
Okay. Here we are. Pull up.
Okay. You all set?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Wait. Push that rear view mirror this way. Yeah. How about that necktie, huh?
That's real sharp.
Let's go. Oh.
Hey, what's the matter?
Look, parked over there.
Cop's car.
Yeah.
Ain't no Johns in it, though.
So, they must be up talking to the guy.
What do we do now?
I don't know. But we'll... Hold it. Look. Coming from around behind the building.
The Andrews guy.
He must be ducking the Johns.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
He is. Look, he's grabbing a hat. Let's take him.
No, not here.
But
come on. Let's get back in the car and see where he goes.
Please, Lieutenant, I've told you the truth. I've told you everything I know.
All right, Mrs. Andrews, excuse me. Yes? Oh, yes, Donahue, put him on.
Hello, Bill.
Hello, Jerry.
Have you talked to Andrews?
No, that's why I had Donahue call you. Andrews saw my car in front of his apartment building, knew I was coming to question him, and he ran.
What the devil's the matter with that guy?
I don't know, Jerry. Neither does his wife. I have her here in my office now. She says he admitted he was in the Samuels store during the robbery and killing, and he didn't want to get involved with the police because of something that happened years ago.
But he didn't tell her what that was.
No. Now, look, Jerry, I got a couple of men going over Andrew's apartment to see if there's anything that'll give us an idea of what he's afraid of. And I'd like to do the same to his office.
Well, there's no one in the office on Saturday, Bill, but Pam and I were just going uptown. We can meet you there.
Well, swell. I'll meet you there in about an hour. Pam, dear, there's nothing but business correspondence in those files. If there's anything here that'll explain Andrew's behavior, it'll be here in his desk.
Well, then let's...
No.
But, Jerry...
Look, we're going to wait until Bill gets here, Pam. Now, you sit down and restrain your curiosity for...
What's the matter?
Listen.
There's someone in the outer office.
Yeah.
But who else would...
Shh. Come on, behind the door.
Jerry, it's...
Quiet. What the... Oh, Pam.
I'm sorry, Jerry. I dropped my purse.
Mr. and Mrs. North.
Hello, Andrews.
Well, what are you doing here?
I was just going to ask you the same question.
Well, I just stopped by to pick up some papers. I need to work on those figures you want.
Hmm. And what are you going to do about the ones in the envelope you lost behind Samuel's grocery?
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about, Andrews.
And a friend of ours, Lieutenant Wigand of Homicide, is looking for you.
Call him, Pam. See if he's on his way.
All right.
Put down that phone, Mrs. North.
Andrews.
Put it down. Now, you, Mr. North. Get away from that door.
You're staying here, Andrews.
Then open that door.
Jerry.
Look, Mr. North. 20 years ago, I killed a man with the same gun. I wouldn't want to have to kill another one.
So that's why you're afraid of the police. You're a murderer.
No. No, not a murderer. I killed a man, yes, but it wasn't my fault.
What do you mean?
I was broke. I was riding the rods to get here to New York. I had a job waiting for me. There were a couple of other guys on the freight. They were drunk. They picked a fight with me. I don't know why, no reason. They just drunk. One of them had a gun, this gun. I took it away from him. The other one came after me with a knife, and I shot him.
If it was self-defense, why didn't you go to the police?
But that was in 1933. I was just a bum, just a hobo. Who was going to believe me? In those days, everything was cheap, including electricity. I'd have gone to the chair so fast.
Not if you're telling the truth.
Or if not the chair, prison for life, probably. Nice choice.
Andrews, listen to me. That was 20 years ago.
There are still prisons and electric chairs.
But you can't run away forever. The police will get you sooner or later.
I'll kill myself before they do.
Mr. Andrews.
I mean it. And if you don't quit stalling, Mr. North, I'll kill you if I have to.
Jerry, darling, please let him go.
Wait. Look, Andrews, you're just cheating yourself.
I'm telling you for the last time, Mr. North.
Don't you see? Everyone will be on your side. Everyone will believe you that you killed that man in self-defense if you give yourself up in order to help the police find the men who killed that grocer.
You could identify the men, couldn't you?
Yes, but No.
Okay, Andrews. It's your life. Kick it away if you want to. Here's the door.
Mr. Andrews.
You better leave while you can, Andrews. Our friend from Homicide will be here any minute.
I'm sorry. I'd like to believe you.
You can, Mr. Andrews.
No, I can't. Now get out of my way. I'm leaving.
There's the elevators.
Hiya, Dad.
Did I do something for you, boy?
Yeah. We're looking for a friend of ours.
Tall guy. About 50. Come in here just a few minutes ago.
Name's Andrews.
Oh, Mr. Andrews.
You know him, huh, Dad?
Sure, he's with the North Publishing Company, third floor.
Then let's go, man.
Kind of lonesome around here today, huh, Dad?
Oh, it's this Saturday. Ain't nobody in the building.
We're here.
And Mr. Andrews is here.
Right, me.
We know what you mean, Dad.
North Publishing Company's at the end of the hall.
Thanks, Dad.
Down this way. Oh, I wish we'd taken care of that Andrews in the store last night. What's that?
What's what?
What's your whistling?
Huh, you heard that. That's it. Hold it.
Coming out of the door down there.
Oh, boy.
Get over there around the corner.
Yeah.
Hiya, Mr. Andrews.
You.
Yeah, man. Us.
Well, we certainly guessed wrong that time.
Oh, I thought sure he'd listen to us.
Yeah, so did I.
Darling, what are you going to do?
Well, there's only one thing we can do. I'm going to try to follow him. Now, you stay here.
I'm coming with you.
No.
Yes.
Pam, one of us has to wait here for Bill.
Well, all right, but... Jerry!
Those were revolver shots.
From out in the corridor.
Come on.
Darling, look. Those men running toward the elevator.
That's Andrews on the floor.
Mr. Andrews?
Andrews. Andrews.
Mr. North.
Pam, go back into the office and call an ambulance.
Where are you going?
Those men must have gone down the stairway. I'm going to try to follow them.
No!
One more flight, East.
Hold it, Nifty.
What's the matter?
Listen.
Someone's coming down after us.
Yeah.
Well, let's go.
That must be the door to the lobby.
Nifty luck. Going in the front door.
Shots.
Stephen Drew McBride right here.
Close the door.
Come on, Ace. Down to the basement.
Now where?
Down this way. Here, try this door.
It's locked. How about this one?
It's dark in there.
Yeah. But come on.
Light a match, Ace.
Okay.
Hurry up, will you?
Take it easy. There.
There's a light switch.
Harness room.
There ain't no way out of here.
Relax.
What are we gonna do, Ace?
Don't start getting the jumps.
But we gotta get out of here. When them Johns find that guy Andrews, they'll turn the joint inside out.
Shut up, will you?
Ace, we gotta...
Shut up!
Yeah. Okay, sure. I'm sorry. I'm okay.
Okay.
We'll get out of here somehow.
Sure.
Sure. No John's ever gonna... Somebody's at the door.
Douse that light. Get over against the wall.
It must be that guy who was on the stairs.
Yeah.
Let's take it, Pete.
What the...
Snug him, Ace. Snug him. Hit him again, Ace. Hit him. Feed his brains out. Kill that...
Cut it, Nifty. Cut it.
I'm getting out of here.
Nifty, I'm getting out. Nifty, you crazy fool. Cut it.
Okay, you two, hold it.
Johns.
They ain't gonna take me.
Look out, Lieutenant.
Let him have it, Stephen.
There you go, Lieutenant.
All right, fella, you want the same thing?
Okay, copper, okay. You win.
Drop that gun.
Okay.
All right, now turn around, face the wall, and keep your hands up.
This one's dead, Lieutenant.
Yo, I told you to keep your hands up.
What's the matter, copper? Can't a guy even straighten his necktie?
Bill, where's Jerry?
Let's take a look.
Bill, if anything's happened to Jerry, I'll...
Now, take it easy, Pam. Let's look in here.
Jerry? Jerry, are you... Oh, Jerry!
Holy... Jerry!
Oh, Jerry, darling! Jerry!
Oh, Pam.
Oh, darling, your head!
Head? Oh, which head? I feel like I have one for every day of the week.
Oh, wonderful, Bill. But what about the killing Paul Andrews was involved in?
Well, if Andrews' story about it being self-defense is true, and I have a hunch it is, he won't have anything to worry about. Oh, but tell me, Pam, how's Jerry feeling?
Well, he still has a couple of lumps, but he's much better. In fact, he wants to go to a movie tonight.
Well, say hello to him for me, will
you? I will. Thanks for calling.
Right, bye.
Come on, Jerry. We'll be late for the show.
Well, once again, Mr. and Mrs. North have come up with the right answer.
Pam and Jerry are sure to have more exciting adventures next week. Listen in, won't you? There's always mystery well sprinkled with humor on Mr. and Mrs. North. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.